Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Trying to get you into the Christmas spirit here, Joe.
Imagine having a pet hippo in the house limits. That could be problematic.
Yeah, you would need a really large house for that.
And lots of unbreakable things. Let's go over some decisions from this game. I'm so sad that Bob had to leave early today because decisions is his favorite topic. So let's start with an early one. Kneecap Campbell. It's a 3-0 game. The Steelers lead, or maybe it was 0-0. Now I can't remember that either. It doesn't matter. We're still very early in the game, and he's 4th and goal from the 3. Dan, just kick a field goal. It's like watching a 4th down addict. He just can't help himself. He's addicted to going for 4th downs. I get it. You're a swashbuckler, you know? But there are times, like the playoff game against the Niners a couple of years ago, when you just put points on the board. It's okay. Everybody survives. But more than that, you sort of change the math for the entire game by kicking that field goal. You might have only needed a field goal at the end to win. So what are you doing is my point. What are you doing? You're at the 3-yard line. This isn't like you're the Eagles needing a tush push, which, by the way, has started not to work for them at times. What are you doing? Limits, this guy is a 4th down addict. Somebody needs to help him.
Yeah, I was thinking the same exact thing, where I do agree that aggressiveness wins in sports, but sometimes if there's anything where you could be overly aggressive and too aggressive, it is Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. Kick the field goal, take the points. Don't be chasing early and often. I don't like it. Should have kicked it.
Me neither. He's going to wind up at some sort of 12-step meeting, and he'll have to introduce himself by saying, "Hi, my name is Dan, and I'm addicted to 4th downs."
And they did convert on their 100th 4th down in Dan Campbell history later in the game.
Yeah, but what's their percentage this year? That's the problem.
Not as good as previous.
And that was just nuts. All right. The New England Patriots' decision to basically give Kyle Duggar to the Steelers for nothing. Limits, I still can't figure out that decision. Can you?
I think the only reason why is because they just felt no role for him, and just decided, you know what?
Don't you keep him as insurance? Don't you hold him back from a team that, for all we knew then, you were gonna be fighting directly with to get into the playoffs? Why would you give him, if you think he can still play, maybe they didn't, why would you hand him to an AFC rival in desperate need at that position? This was like, you know, Mike Tomlin when he said, why would the Browns give the Bengals Joe Flacco? Everybody knows they don't have a quarterback at the moment. Why would you help them?
I don't understand it. Maybe they thought that it would just be better in their locker room without Kyle Duggar. I don't know, but he's been great here. Thank you, New England.
Thank you, New England. He led the team with 6 solo tackles. He got the safety. He was really good yesterday. I mean, I didn't know he had any that had that kind of thump to his game. He's a good player. I'm sold on him, Limits.
Me too.
All right. Next decision, the second last offensive pass interference, the one that seems to be being disputed right now in the end zone, where was it St. Brown caught the ball, right?
St. Brown caught the ball, yes.
Wide open. Was it because of a pick? Was it illegal? I don't know about that. It was Joey Porter seemingly, and this was smart because I still wonder, and I'd love to ask Porter, did you know from the snap of the ball that there was trouble? And did you guide the Detroit player into Duggar to create that situation thinking it would be called? I wonder about that. Listen, I'm not going to say it was a horrible call or anything like that, but it was definitely questionable whether he got directed into the player.
And St. Brown knew it immediately as soon as he looked over towards the middle of the field that it was going to be called a penalty, because Tesla kind of ran right into Duggar, and instead of Duggar trying to fight through it, he just kind of took the contact. And
I think the Steelers set that one up.
Yes.
I really do, and I think that was smart. And I'm not saying, again, it was terrible, especially when you consider the Mount Washington play earlier in the game, although I don't think there was any Detroit player steering Mount Washington into somebody. Then again, these plays are so hard to figure out. Like, the question is a guy just running his route? And if someone runs into him, is that a pick? Is that illegal? Like, I couldn't really figure out the Mount Washington play. Could you?
No, but in terms of the Tesla play, he kind of stopped. Like, he wasn't trying to avoid the defender at all or continue on his route.
Is he allowed? Okay, then we get to, is he and Mount Washington, should they be allowed to run a route in the end zone? Do they have to stop to allow a defender to go by?
No, but they have to try to avoid the defender.
They do? Well, there goes your route. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what amounts to the pick, because you're intentionally trying to have two defenders collide into each other, basically by you standing there and not continuing on your route.
You're not trying to have two defenders collide into each other. You're trying to get the defender to collide into you.
You're trying to do both.
No, they didn't. They pushed the receiver into Duggar. Porter and Duggar didn't collide.
Regardless, the point is to make sure that the defender cannot get to the trailing wide receiver that you are trying to set the pick for.
Yes.
Which is exactly what that play did, and exactly how it's intended.
The question is, are you allowed to run your route in the end zone? Are you allowed to run a little slant in the end zone? Or do you have to get out of the way for the defender? And I've seen it called both ways. It's a very, very difficult play to officiate. Now, the final play of the game was not a pick play. It was just blatant offensive pass interference.
You a little surprised that they called it?
No.
Because honestly, I was.
It was so obvious, I thought.
Yeah.
It would have been
Ramsey
out.
It a little bit.
You
by
think?
Putting his hands up in the air afterwards. Yeah, I think he sold it a little bit.
I don't think he did. I think he was desperate to get back to position and make the play. He's not trying. I don't think he's trying to sell a call there.
I thought that there was going to be forward progress being stopped once St. Brown got to the 4-yard line.
That's
and they
the
continued
other thing.
To back him up.
And I think it should have been.
Yes, it definitely should have been.
That's why I was stunned when Carl Sheffers, our buddy, got the mic and said, touchdown. How could he start with that, Limits? How could he start with that?
It was so anticlimactic, huh?
You want to talk about burying the lead? I mean, don't you have to say game? His first two words should have been, the game is over, Pittsburgh wins, or something to those words, something to that effect, right?
I still don't understand it when he said the game is over. I was like, okay, so is the Lions touchdown count? Because he said it's a touchdown, but there was a penalty, and he said that there's no replay. So what immediately came to my mind when he said there's no replay is, You mean you're not replaying to see if like the touchdown counted, or you're not replaying like the actual down? I don't think he clarified that enough until he said, the game is over. He never said like Pittsburgh wins or anything. And that's what I was waiting for. Him to say like who the winner of the game was. But until Aaron Rodgers and everybody just started pouring out onto the field, I was still unsure of what was completely happening. Did you feel that way? Or did you understand what Sheffers was saying? Because I was confused.
Clearly. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were.
When he first said, you know, the game's over, I don't know. Hold on a second here, Limits. Now you have me confused.
Yeah,
you went, you took what Sheffers did and you confused me.
Because what Sheffers did confused me.
And now I can't find it on my computer. I have his exact words, what he said. I know this much. He started out by saying touchdown.
Correct.
And that got everybody in the crowd cheering. That's not where you want to begin. That's needless torture for the home crowd, is it not?
Yeah, but it was cool to hear the crowd pop and then to be able to hear what happened afterwards. Everybody probably left so confused.
He started out with the ruling on the field as a touchdown. Yes. That's cruel. That is cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, that's what they always start with. What's the ruling on the field?
However, no, the ruling on the field was pass interference. That's the pertinent rule. He should have said pass interference number 14 on offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced and there is no replay. The game is over. Well, yeah, he should have said the Lions win or something like that. It was very confusing. He shouldn't have led with the ruling on the field as a touchdown.
That's always what they start out with, though. Like, let's say DK Metcalf catches the ball in the end zone and gets completely dragged down. He'll say, the ruling on a field is a touchdown, holding, defense number 12, five-yard penalty. Penalty is declined. The result of the play is a touchdown.
What? He should have said pass interference in the offensive pass interference in the end zone.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying what they typically how they typically do that.
I haven't seen that play many times. Limits. Really? They start out with the ruling on the field as a touchdown,
so
they mislead you and tell you the wrong team basically won, and then they go into their explanation.
Yeah, and then they'll tell you like what the penalty is.
That hasn't been my experience.
They should change it, but that's been my experience.
The ruling on the field is offensive pass interference. The penalty is not enforced. Game over. I think that would have been very clear. I don't think he needs to go into whether or not that would have been a touch. What does it matter?
Yeah, at that point it doesn't because the penalty negates it. He just wants everybody to know in case they were wondering about the backwards pitch. How about that play? How about Jared Goff and the awareness? Everybody had stopped, though. Like Cam Hayward said that they thought they heard a whistle.
That's
the
all
defense just stopped playing.
That's all we'd be talking about right now because that play should have been whistled dead.
Yeah.
Then again, we see so many plays on the goal line, whether it's a tush push or a regular running play, where teammates are trying to propel a guy into the end zone where they let it go forever. Can you imagine if that touchdown counted?
That's all we'd be talking about today. If either a touchdown counted, even the pick play, but especially the last one.
The ruling on the field is a touchdown. But I got some real bad news for you. The touchdown doesn't count. It felt cruel. It really did.
It feels like how one play can affect your season in a good way or a bad way. Like, if that would have went against them, then I think the rest turns into, they might still make the playoffs, but the vibes are so low.
What if Carl Sheffers really wanted to go to town and said, the ruling on the field is a touchdown? Man, it sure looks like the Lions are going to make the playoffs. And then waited and said, but I got some real bad news for you. It's offensive pass interference.
That would be outside the realm of the ref's responsibility.
Yeah.
He'd just be intentionally trying to mock people around Christmas time, Joe.
I think he practically was.
He'd be the Grinch.
Next. Who's up, Wonder Twin? Anybody?
Oh, yeah. Here is Kevin in Vegas to chime in.
Hello, Kevin. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, first of all, in order... By the way, Bosco owes me the Hawaiian Christmas singing. If you want to start playing that one, Austin. But
Bob singing that?
Bob sings it every year.
Yeah,
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Yeah, he does owe us that one. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So, anyways, I still think we end up same place. Although this year, I think we will squeeze out a home playoff win, depending on who comes in. If Buffalo comes in, we're going home. As far as yesterday goes, you mentioned it early, Joe, about them calling timeout, Dan, inside of 2 minutes. Worse than that was they snapped the ball with like 2:07 left earlier in that drive. Campbell by far lost that game yesterday, and I'm used to saying this because I have Mike Tomlin syndrome about us. Campbell was the biggest reason the Lions lost yesterday. Was that a horrific OPI call at the end of the game? Yes. That receiver got chucked into Duggar. Duggar engaged him.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it horrific. I wouldn't call it horrific. He was smartly maybe nudged and directed toward that guy, but you see that get called. You do.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one of the most outrageous calls I've ever seen. It was questionable, I'll say that.
And by the way, the last one was absolutely a call on the appropriate call. I don't think you call that at the end of the game. It's just that. As real quick on DK, again, Dan lost that game. Period. End of discussion. He got enamored with the fourth down piece, like you said, but it's like every other tendency. He's been doing it so long.
Well, everybody wait a second.
His percentage is going down.
What has you convinced, by the way, you just completely dismissed the idea that they could beat the Bills. Did you watch that game yesterday?
I did. I did. When you put those two teams on the field and Josh gets rolling against RD because he matches up well against it, that game's over. So I hope I'm wrong. I say this, and Austin knows this, Bob knows this, I say it all the time. I hope I'm 120% wrong, but I'm on a 9-year heater of not being wrong.
No, I hear you. But I was just struck by the definitiveness of the Bills would come here and beat them. Let's be real honest about the Bills. That was probably their most convincing win against a good team all year. They needed a miracle comeback to beat Cincy when Joe Burrow threw two consecutive interceptions. They beat New England. I give them credit for that. They were getting their rear ends kicked in the first half, and then they escaped Cleveland. They've been blown out by Miami and Atlanta. I'd give the Bills a chance to win that game, but I think the Steelers are actually a better team right now. I really do. A lot can change in the NFL in 3 weeks. Next Wonder Twin.
Here is our guy Zach in New Kensington to chime in.
What's up, Zach?
Hey, big fan.
Thanks, man. What's up?
What a game, right?
What a game.
I just got to give them so much props. Now, my son, he's like real analytical, and the only reason I'm calling is to bring this up is that he tells me at the very end of the game there, I think it was Tesla, he runs to the end zone. They tackled him at the 1 yard line, right? There was maybe like 37 seconds left.
Yeah.
He tells me they should have let him score.
I didn't think they should have let him score, but I did think I said that's bad for the Steelers because that's going to ruin their chance to have Boswell. And then the Lions started moving backwards right after that, though.
And so there was a college game earlier this year. It was Memphis versus someone. It ended the same way. Memphis had the ball at the 1 yard line with 15 seconds left. I thought they should have let him score. Penalty, false start. And then they're at the 20-yard line, and this is magic.
Yeah.
On TV.
It's funny you say that, because that was my exact thought limits when Tesla was tackled at the one or whatever it was, oh, my God, the Steelers just lost the game.
Exactly. I didn't think the same thing.
I don't think you let him score. I don't. But I did have the thought, that's bad for the Steelers.
Well, I mean, let's be realistic here. How many times when you're in that type of position does the opposing team not score and win the game?
Right.
Playing the odds, it never happens.
But it seems to have happened a lot right around that area anyway, with the Ravens and the Lions against the Steelers have been very stiff in the red zone. And how much time, the way that Rodgers was dicing them up, how much time would he have needed to set up Boswell for a 60-yard field goal? I think Boswell would have been good from 65.
I think so. I think he would have shook off the 37-yard miss.
So if they get the ball at, let's say, the 35, the Steelers get it at the 35 with 20 seconds left, or 15. Shoot, Patrick Mahomes did it with 13 seconds left. We all remember that game.
They didn't have any timeouts left either.
How many yards would they have needed from their own 35 to set up Bos?
Probably
15 to 20.
20 yards, 25 yards.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why I thought, oh my God, the Steelers are now going to lose any chance. But hey, credit to them. They made the plays at the end. They did get a call in their favor. That one could have gone, the first offensive pass interference could have gone 50-50. But you could come back with the Mount Washington argument too, saying that was a questionable call. For sure. I give them credit. I'm not of a mind to really nitpick this win. In fact, my entire view of this team changed with the win.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yes, sir, it's a Victory Monday, and a real good one. Perhaps the most consequential NFL game played all season, because it was just about a knockout blow for two of the Super Bowl preseason favorites, combined with the Ravens' loss last night. The Ravens and the Lions are on the canvas with a ref standing over them, counting right now. I don't know. It doesn't look like they're going to get up. You know, with those famous boxing scenes limits where the boxer is desperately flailing away at the rope, trying to pull himself up. He's bleeding from the face.
It was Jake Paul against Joshua this weekend. What a fight that was.
Yeah, man. This is so you have two of the Super Bowl favorites essentially knocked out by this game. And the Steelers catapulting themselves not only toward a division title, but in the football, the opinions of the football world. I mean, everybody was talking about that game this morning. Things have changed. It's best to acknowledge change and not deny it. Now they need to finish the job. I heard, I don't know who it was it Larry from somewhere, saying, "I'll believe it when I see it." I completely still get that. Totally. Go into Cleveland and win. I mean, listen, if the Ravens somehow take care of business on Saturday night against Green Bay, and Green Bay's banged up too, I think that's probably going to be a very close game, then the Steelers need to win in Cleveland to set up that final weekend as a de facto bye week. There's been more than enough late season disappointment around here, nearly a decade's worth, to not believe. I understand that. And I will acknowledge that and hear it when you say it. But I think from what I have seen now that this team is quite capable of navigating its way through the AFC. And yeah, I certainly wasn't saying that 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. Nobody was saying it 3 weeks ago, except apparently, what's his name? Danny and Shaler saw
Dennis.
This coming. Dennis and Shaler. Saw City Limits at Tequila Cowboy and told them that it would happen. He's literally the only human on the planet Earth who saw that. Maybe the only creature in the entire universe who saw that. But things have changed. 412-928-9370. Excuse me. When you have a defense that can hold that rushing attack, to whatever they did, 15 yards on 12 carries or 15 on 17, now I'm forgetting, and hold Jahmyr Gibbs to 2 yards on 7 carries. What? That was stuff that the Steel Curtain used to do. And no, I'm not Juan Thornhill saying they're an all-time great defense. All I'm saying is that this is stuff that the Steel Curtain used. They would have been proud of a game like that when you have a great, great player like Jahmyr Gibbs and you hold him to that embarrassing total. Yeah, this is like some of those AFC title games. Earl Campbell coming to town. The great Earl Campbell, smack in the middle of his prime, walked into Three River Stadium and got held to 15 yards on 17 carries. That's the type of stuff that they did to people. They did it to O.J. Simpson when he came here back in 1974. I think the Bills came here. One of the greatest running backs in history. Walked in to Three River Stadium and got 48 yards on 15 carries. That's actually a big day compared to what Gibbs did. This is the type of stuff that potentially great defenses can do. Yes, they got riddled in the fourth quarter by a great offense, I might add. And yes, the Steelers were playing with very little depth because of injuries, including to their best player, TJ Watt. Nick Herbig didn't play. Pierre didn't play. I thought it was a hell of a defensive performance, but even more eye-opening was an offense that, yes, it was going against a broken Detroit defense. It was. You look at what the Lions have done the last 3 or 4 weeks, but still they put up almost 500 yards, and it's just building momentum. Just building momentum right now. 412-928-9370. Limits, let's go back to the lines to finish the hour. We'll get to our little trip around the league. I'm more important in gauging the temperature of the populace.
Cool. Here's our guy, Fake John and Robinson, that wants to chime in.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I just have a quick comment on that final play and then on the Steelers generally, if that's all right.
Sure.
So I just had this argument with Limits offline, but, you know, they don't say the result of the play when it's an offensive foul. Just 2 plays prior, it was offensive pass interference, so they didn't say the result of the play was a touchdown. But we have offensive pass interference.
Yeah, Limits, they didn't say the result of that play was a touchdown
first, did they?
When there's
multiple things that they have to announce, that's what they do. And there's multiple.
Do they now?
Yeah.
Are you flying an airplane, John? Where are you? Are you in the great Waldo Pepper here? Are you up above the clouds?
He's in Robinson. He's right at the airport.
I'm back inside now.
Okay.
But no, I mean, all he had to say on the final play was, offensive pass interference, by rule, there is no enforcement of that foul. The game's over.
Right. So there was no touchdown. The touchdown, for all intents and purposes, didn't exist because it was negated by the offensive pass interference and thus the end of the game. So there was no touchdown. Anyway, go ahead.
And then just kind of generally on the team, I agree with what you've been saying all year. This is not a sustainable build for any prolonged success, 41-year-old quarterback, oldest defense. But I do think suddenly now, as fortune would have it, this team does have a chance. So, you know, now all year I was kind of hoping for losses so they would actually have a good pick. Now I think they have a chance in this AFC the way it stands.
And it's okay to change your mind. It's okay for everybody to change their mind. Everybody, a lot of people have, including the Steelers. They put a lot of time, money, scouting, everything else into people like Juan Thornhill and Darius Slay, and they changed their minds. Those players were going to be really good, and then they were bad, and they got rid of them. And credit to them for that, by the way. Everybody can change their mind in sports because it's all based on what we see on the field.
Sure. And my final point is Jack Sawyer, I mean, against Penei Sewell.
I liked him.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Didn't he make it look like they could have very well traded TJ Watt? You know, obviously they didn't know what they had in him at the time, but my gosh, that's a big number to be carrying when you have a guy like Sawyer. And, you know, maybe that's something they look at in the offseason with some rush needed teams.
Well, maybe, but that feels like a long ways away now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.